Everyone, please stand with me as Governor Dayton and others come forward to cut the ribbon. When this video hits zero, Governor Dayton will cut the ribbon and this stadium will be open. Ladies and gentlemen, join us as we start the countdown.
30.
29.
28.
27.
26.
52. Oh, no, 25.
24.
23.
22.
21.
20.
19.
18.
17.
16.
15.
14.
13.
12.
11.
10.
9.
8.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
After a decade-plus battle back and forth at the state capitol, the thought of opening up a new stadium in downtown Minneapolis seemed unrealistic. But the Wolves and the Vikings never wavered in their push for a new home. Countless hours were spent campaigning, and finally, the stadium went from a dream to reality.
It's an iconic venue. It's a special place, and we think it's going to be the best sports and entertainment venue in this country and in the world, and we're that excited about it, and we can't wait for our fans to get in here and feel that excitement and the energy that we feel here today.
But when the walls of the Metrodome came down just 31 months ago in January 2014, a day like today still seemed far away. It took the effort of thousands who worked day and night in the cold, heat, rain, and snow.
The sacrifice all the way from ownership to our senior leadership, to every staff person in this organization, to really come together, to be able to give their advice and counsel on this project. So I'm just proud to see us as an organization, to really work hard, to have a great vision, to come up with a calendar, to stick to the calendar, and to keep our word that we were going to build a world-class stadium in a timely manner, to make everyone proud. So that's something special that I always take with me.
You know, we had an opportunity to plan this project for a year in advance of construction. So, and with the technology that Mortensen utilizes to model these projects in advance of actually breaking ground, you know, we really had this construction project figured out before we put a shovel in the ground.
That team effort made a day in late July possible when it seemed hard to imagine a bill passing at the Capitol or a new state-of-the-art stadium could be built in under 3 years. It happened, and this day marked a new era for the Vikings and the state of Minnesota.
After years of discussing, agreeing, disagreeing, and negotiating, and after almost 3 years of tremendous work by the Minnesota Stadium Authority Board led by Michelle Kelm-Haugen and Ted Mondale and his team, and several thousand dedicated construction workers, here we are, on time, on budget, and ready for the Vikings to run to the Super Bowl.
Every year you get excited to go down to training camp, get ready for a new season, but to sit here today and see this building open up, it just puts that much more excitement getting ready to go down to Mankato next week and staying focused on what we have to do to get ready for the season and to open up this new building.
It's going to be rocking for the opener against the dreaded Green Bay Packers, and it's going to be an electric atmosphere, and we couldn't be happier for the event today and what this stands for our community.
With one cut, a new era dawned for the state of Minnesota. A dream that seemed so far away for years was now true. A state-of-the-art stadium in downtown Minneapolis, sparkling with all the new technology and features, and a venue that will be the best in the NFL.